been injured in an accident. Ring the King at 909-KING.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Stop the presses. Hold the phones. Next 2 hours, we're going to talk NBA and Pels. We got to talk about the signing of signings. Oh, join the intern. No, it's not Kawhi to the Lakers. It's somebody else to the Lakers. Who is it?
Troy Dane.
That's it. No worry. I had to look him up, too. But anyway, that is a championship move that is coming as the wait continues for Kawhi Leonard. What's up, everybody? We're your new home for Pelicans basketball. ESPN New Orleans Summer League play starts on Friday. Maybe today, this afternoon-ish. We're waiting for the official roster. Waiting to see. Who's going to be on there? Will Zion take on RJ Barrett on Friday? ESPN's banking on it. The tickets sold out. A lot of people are banking on it. Literally $143 last week is what we saw on StubHub. And secondary ticket markets to get into that game on Friday. Scott Kushner, the Advocates, joining us to talk a little bit about what happened not even 24 hours ago as free agency began. Happy Summer League week to you on this 4th of July week.
Never stops, does it? I mean, it's amazing how much more interesting the NBA is right now with no basketball being played
than it
is in the middle of the season.
Let's just start there, and we'll finish off, obviously, with all the Pelicans news and talks. But you think Kawhi Leonard can actually go to the Lakers?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody knows anything about his personality. Everyone who's tried is guessing, and the fact is that, you know, we have nobody expected Kevin Durant to go to Golden State, you know? It's a decision that is layered, and it would not surprise me at all if he ends up on the Lakers, and I think they'd be a really, really easy pick to win the championship if that were to happen.
Yeah, I think that the other thing, too, is, as Jordan, our intern here, thought the Lakers trade was so great because of all the draft picks. I said it only really is great if they stink in a couple of years, and if Kawhi goes there, and AD, unless it's like a short-term contract for all three, you put those three together, they're not stinking here for the next 3 to 5 years.
No. So this is the equivalent of if you were to short a company and then they realized that their office was on an oil patch. This is a real major problem for the Pelicans as far as what they got back in assets. And it's not so much because the picks that they necessarily could use, it's that any of the things that they would want to deal have no value. Because until the day Kawhi Leonard or Anthony Davis or, you know, LeBron James actually leaves the Lakers, assuming that they're all there together after the season, until they actually leave, no one is going to believe that they're going to be anything other than one of the five best teams in the NBA, and in some cases the best team in the NBA. And why would you want to trade for that pick? And why would you want to give up anything to get that pick, no matter how far in advance it is? So it's not so much what the actual pick is going to be, because quite frankly, these picks, 6 years on the line, I mean, we have no idea. But it's the idea that you really are hamstrung from trading it because its value is so negligible at the moment. But, you know, there's really nothing they can do to control that. I mean, the Pelicans are basically just holding a short position on the Lakers and hoping that things fall apart for them. Right. There's no other way to get around it. It's a really tough bet. I mean, the Lakers have been bad the last 6 years, but historically they're the best franchise in the league, besides maybe Boston. And this is, you know, they're traditionally find their way out of tough spots by getting superstars to come there because they are the most glamorous market in the NBA. And that's what it is. And it's a tough bet, and it's probably a deal they had to make, and it could work out for them in some way, shape, or form regardless, you know, if Ball or Ingram or whatever happens, you know, the right way. And by 2025, this could all be a moot point, but it is a real sticking point at the moment.
Well, let's hope he goes back to Toronto, shall we? That's Scott D. Kushner's story to follow over on Twitter. Here's the Pelicans and NBA columnist for the Tom Speak Unit in New Orleans, Advocate now. Look, I'm happy for from the West Bank to the Big Apple, Elfrid Payton, one-year deal. He's made $3 million last year. I thought he was key to this team. You and I had that conversation early in the season. Like, that guy's going to be key. And then he got hurt, and you saw it. He gets a nice deal, man, to go to New York, $16 million for 2 years. So he makes a bump of pay by $5 million for each of the seasons. But it's him and Julius Randle, same age. They go up there. So I guess that's where the Knicks are. Are you surprised the Knicks didn't even get a meeting with anybody of significance?
The Knicks are a joke, man. I know people are going to like a lot of what they're doing because it's all kind of at, like, low value, you know, kind of high upside, not spending a lot of money on guys, not maxing anybody out. They're getting professional players. I think this is, like, going to be one of the worst teams in the entire NBA. And I like Elfrid Payton a lot as a person. The idea of him making 2.5 times more than he made last year, you know, on a 2-year deal, I don't get it. I don't get Julius Randle for that much. He doesn't play defense at all. He plays hard. He does not play defense, and he doesn't pass. You've got a bunch of guys who just don't play team basketball in a way that is conducive to winning. I mean, they basically now have 2/5 of the non-AD Pelicans who were terrible last year. And they're terrible. the games that Drew Holiday wasn't, you know, kind of carrying them, they're really bad, this Pelicans team. And so I just don't understand it. Good for Elfrid, good for Julius. I mean, they made the right moves themselves. They're going to get a lot of opportunity to play. But it's a joke that New York, that's the product they're rolling out on the floor. That's a product that should be on the floor in Orlando, in Indiana, and shoot, New Orleans. When you have a team that's aimless and trying to figure out what it's doing, that is an aimless roster that is maybe setting itself up for the future to still be able to cash in if they're able to land someone, but that is not a product they should be running out of the floor, Madison Square Garden.
Hey, and so, keep in mind that as a franchise that everybody on draft night and lottery night is like, that's where Zion should have gone. Okay, dude, nobody had a meeting. They didn't tell him no. They didn't even meet with them. Scott Kushner.
No.
You know, one of the things, Scott, that looks so different in a nice way is when you take a look at what the Pelicans are doing. We talked about the dysfunctionality over there in New York. Look at what the Pels have done. Decisions and player acquisitions that make sense. You wrote about J.J. Redick coming here. Nicolo Melli makes sense. And, man, I love the Derek Favors moves. And Favors and Redick, a 13- and a 10-year vet. Man, if I'm Jackson Hayes, I love this move. I get to learn from a guy like Favors who's hardworking, and it's a short-term deal with him, short-term deal with Redick. I love the moves that make sense.
They managed to thread the needle of a lot of divergent-looking goals on paper. When you were to say, what are the Pelicans looking for? You're looking for a veteran player who is helpful, who doesn't command much attention himself, is willing to kind of do everything conducive to winning and not look at their own numbers, but is willing to come here on a short-term contract and help mentor guys. And it's like, while still helping you win. And it's like, okay, well, that's a really hard, you know, guy to find with all of these things that they're looking for. And Derek Favors and J.J. Redick are definitely in that number. I mean, guys who have been praised by teammates forever for their professionalism and their attitude and their ethic. And, you know, Derek Favors, I don't think is quite the player, you know, that his contract says he is, as far as he's on a last year of like a $16.5 million deal. Mm-hmm. But they didn't have to give up, you know, they had the space. It's not as if it was a big deal, and it comes off next year. So you're maintaining all that flexibility going forward. And he's not a guy who's going to be begging to put up numbers. He's not there anymore, you know. So I think the moves make a lot of sense. They meet all these various criteria. You've kept a really good culture together, and you've built a really good culture together around a bunch of young guys. And all the things that are the most important, and the most important being the horizon of this team, maintaining flexibility to build on that, all of that's still in place while you actually got better for this season. A lot of teams in the Pelicans' position right now, when you look at Zion being, you know, the guy, they don't care. I mean, the first year or two, they just kind of let it go and let him, you know, let the rookie, you know, take his lumps and lose games, but put up some numbers. You saw Luka Doncic last year. You saw Trae Young last year. That's not what New Orleans is doing at all. They want to put Zion Williamson in a winning environment from day one. Now, this team, I don't believe that they're a playoff team. I think some people would definitely argue with me on that. I don't personally believe they're a playoff team just because the West is deep. But they're certainly not a bad team. They're not a bad team by any stretch. And they're a team that is in the mix, you know, among the top 10 West and top 10 in the West for sure. And wow, definitely going to, if they stay healthy, will be a right there looking at the playoffs. So that means a lot to them.
Pelicans, an NBA columnist for the Times-Speak Union, a New Orleans advocate. Got to get used to saying that, Scott, putting it all together.
It's weird. Today. It's really weird. I competed against the Times-Speak Union for 10 years.
Yeah, now you're all together. I love seeing the little columnist part there. I like that. Saw you going back and forth with some Twitter folks. Did this team get better, like roster-wise? If I'm just comparing Pel's opening day roster last year to what you see right now, they don't make any moves. Talent-wise.
From last year to so you're saying, like, from last summer to this summer, I still think Anthony Davis is better than anyone on the Pelicans roster right now.
Right.
So, no, I would say they're not, like, their trajectory should not be what the expectation was last summer. The expectation last summer was they would win 50 games, and that's what they were signing guys for, and that's what they were building toward, mm-hmm. was a team coming off the second round. That's not what this team is. And I think people will have high expectations. And quite frankly, we don't know anything about what Zion Williamson is going to look like. If Zion Williamson is the next Donovan Mitchell and is just a monster from day one he steps on the court, then yeah, then everything kind of changes as far as what the expectation is with this team. But if you're looking at him as a typical number one pick who is a good player but doesn't really affect winning for his first couple of years, then I think they're going to have a really hard time putting together a 50-win season. You know, I think they could put up a 500 season, maybe a little bit better than 500. And I think the win-loss line or whatever in Vegas will be somewhere in the mid-30s. And I don't think that's unreasonable. But I do think they'll be a lot more fun to watch. And I do think you'll have a cultural fit in Zion, or a cultural fit around Zion Williamson that is not discouraged by losing, you know, more than half their game to the point that it is a toxic environment. Last year was a toxic environment. And that is not going to be the case this season unless something drastically changes.
You know, Scott, to add to one of your points in which you're talking about flexibility with these moves that they made, and that it doesn't tie you to anything long-term, I think the other beauty of it, too, is it does help you build with your young guys, whether it's Jackson Hayes with Favors and Zion being able to do that. You got Redick that can help Drew and all of that. But it's easy to look at the draft picks to say that. I almost want to throw Hart, Ingram, and Ball in there, too, almost kind of their chance to sort of learn and kind of go about it again almost by a different way, because I don't know if they really had that veteran presence when they started in L.A., and it's different expectations there, right? They're from day one, like you're saying, they were expected to take the Lakers back into contention and such, whereas here, maybe like Zion and Jackson Hayes and Alexander Walker, they're all going to be learning together on how to be a professional basketball team.
Absolutely. The mentoring and all that does not just go for Zion Williamson. It goes, Ingram and Ball need that as much as anybody else, that the idea of learning how to be a professional, learning what it takes to actually win, and the difference between putting up numbers, winning games, and why that's important. I think that's something that those guys need to learn more than anything at this point. You saw Brandon Ingram put up numbers the second half of last year. I mean, he was really, you know, before the injury kind of came disclosed, he was putting up numbers as much, you know, scoring like anybody. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't help them win. You know, there is a big difference. Julius Randle put up great numbers last year. It did not really affect the Pelicans winning. So they have to learn that part. And there's very few guys who can teach that, or at least can say it the way that J.J. Redick can. A guy who's been to the playoffs every single year of his career, in the same way that Derek Favors can, a guy who went through it in Utah and now has been a part of some really good teams in Utah and who mentored someone like Rudy Gobert. Like, these are the moves are built for the future, but they do pay dividends in the present. So it's a kind of a fine line to walk. That we just don't really know what this team looks like. I mean, they've gotten 10 new players in 16 days, guys. Like, it is obscene to the level of turnover that they've had. We have no idea what this team looks like. It is all on paper right now. You know, we have an idea of what Drew Holiday is because he's played under Alvin Gentry. But other than that, it's basically an expansion team or a fantasy draft team. You know, like, it is a completely different lineup. So we'll see what it ends up looking like, right? And maybe the sum of the parts or, you know, greater than the whole, whatever it might be. We'll, time will tell on all of that, but I do think we'll get a decent little idea of who's what in summer league, and then from there, really October will be fascinating to see where these guys fit in, how Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram play with Drew Holiday, play with Zion Williamson, play with Hart and Redick, and now you've got a bunch of options, but I don't know what any of them mean together, so it's going to be really curious.
I'm going to let the intern host a show during September. I want to go to practice. I just want to see this guy. I don't want to wait till October. I want to see a practice. That gives me an idea. That's an incredible stat you just threw out there. 16 days, 10 new players. Scott, we'll leave on a fun note here. I'm sure you've copied, saved to your, it's probably your desktop picture, the AD 2K cover. We love the imagery and what it all means, the ladder, the cut down nets, the goggles. The snow goggles there waiting for the champagne spray for championships. If you had to put one thing behind you in a picture that told us who Scott Kushner is all about, where are you going with? Is it Jazz Fest, like your Twitter banner cover? What are you putting behind you that lets everybody know? It's got to be something Tennessee, huh?
I don't know, man. Jazz Fest is definitely like my happy place, for sure. I would say that. At this point, I feel like all I am is surrounded by one-year-old toys right now. That's my whole life right now. It's just, you know, like 2-foot-high slides. That's essentially my entire life.
Okay,
right now.
I have that same one. I'm up on the level 2 slide now, and I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, it's a great cover. You can only be done in L.A. It could not have been done here in New Orleans, Scott, as you know.
Oh, of course. Well, no, they don't have the graphic designers here.
There he is, Scott Kushner. Go give him a follow at Scott D. Kushner. I'm sure you already, but let's tick it up a little bit. Look at him, getting close to the 10,000 follower mark, Jordan the intern.
I'm just trying to get to 1,000.
I'm 3,000 behind. I'm going to catch you one day, probably not. Scott, great work, man, as always. Super happy for you. Pelicans, an NBA columnist now for the Thomas Picayune, NOLA, New Orleans Advocate. I'll get it eventually, my friend, I promise.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Soup. All right. See you guys.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
All right. Sports Illustrated just tweeted out.
Oh, more in AD?
Yeah. Anthony Davis will grace the cover of NBA 2K.
Yeah.
And then he spoke to a reporter saying the opportunity how Rich Paul helped him during a difficult year and the next chapter in his career.
Difficult year.
He says,
does he realize the difficulty of that year was created by Rich Paul?
This is a quote by Anthony Davis.
Here
we didn't really worry about it, I'm guessing, the whole situation. We just focused on playing basketball. He was there for me, meaning Rich Paul, and always was in my ear about just focusing on basketball.
Wow, what a great guy. I mean,
I don't think that was the only thing that he was saying in your ear.
He realizes that he wouldn't have to have kept him focused if he wouldn't have done what Rich Paul wanted him to do and do it in the way they did, right?
Yeah, if he was always in your ear, I don't think you could have focused on basketball.
I can remember, dude. It's just like that whole syndrome, you know? Like, you ever been broken up with and then it's your fault? That ever happen to you? Somebody breaks up with you and then you like go to the movies or something the next weekend and you run into friends that everyone knows are like, it was your fault. Like, what are you talking about? I got broken up with. I had nothing to do with it. It's incredible. This is all Pelicans. Remember, it was Dell Demps, Rich Paul. How dare he call Anthony Davis and not him? So he had to leak it. I still can't get over that in Sports Illustrated piece 2 weeks ago. Dell Demps didn't call me back. He called AD without my permission, so I had to leak it.
My client.
What a joke. Kawhi, don't go to the Lakers, dude. Phone lines open. Sports Hangover on your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
The Gateway Law Group handles wrongful death cases, cases that require an experienced personal injury lawyer. These cases involve severe injustices like police, prison violence, or accidental death cases. You need an expert legal team to help you recover lost wages, funeral expenses, and other damages. Some lawyers may overlook many details, from 18-wheeler accidents to chemical plant explosions. The Gateway Law Group helps their clients receive the compensation they deserve. Get Gateway and get results. Call 985-223-4400 or check them out on Facebook.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Ride the world's largest inline water slide. Ride the world's largest racer slide. Ride the world's largest funnel slide at Blue Bayou.
Land of the Giants.
Ride the world's largest dark bowl slide. Ride the world's largest sled slide. And ride the world's largest upside down water slide at Blue Bayou.
Land of the Giants.
We are the South's largest water park. And get $5 off your day pass with any Coca-Cola product can. Blue Bayou is the
Land of the Giants.
I-10 at the Highland Road exit, Baton Rouge.
Terrio, Douay, and Terrio, more than just an insurance company, they're marine insurance specialists. Whether it's fishing boats, cabin cruisers, sailboats, or marine industry, you can trust Terrio, Douay, and Terrio to get you the coverage you need at a price you deserve for your home, your auto, life, fire, and health. They've been taking care of people since 1957. Call Terrio, Douay, and Terrio at 475-5126. Just ask for Lynn Pierce or David O. along Bayou Lafourche in Golden Meadow.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
800-998-1003. If you'd like to chime in, give us your takes on what do you think of the Pelicans bringing in or agreeing to bring in. Again, it's got July 6th is the official day. Nicolo Melli. I'll get it eventually. Nicolo Melli, 6'9 power forward, shoots the threes from the EuroLeague. J.J. Redick, 2 years, 26 and a half. When you take a look at how the contracts sort of go, you know, think of this. Terry Rozier signed for 19.3 in Charlotte. Juan Bogdanovich signed for 18.3 in Utah. And you got J.J. for 13. And keep in mind, it was a move that probably when it happened on Thursday of draft night, a lot of people went, wait, who did he get back in return? And then you found out that you got rid of Solomon Hill's contract?
Yeah, you basically got J.J. Redick for free.
12.5 was Solomon Hill's contract, APY, average per year.
You paid $1.3 million to get J.J.
$1.5 million, yeah. Which you... a player for the next 2 years who...
That can actually shoot the ball.
Thank you.
And can teach... Hey, for all those people that want Zion to learn to shoot the three...
Oh, no, stop it.
See, JJ can teach Zion to shoot the three.
Stop it. Let's do this. Let's just stop this right now. Okay? There are people like JJ Redick and others...
Correct.
That are three-point specialists.
Correct.
Right? Sharpshooters. There are other people that are called shooters in the NBA that roll around and stuff. You know what they can't do? Dunk it in your face. You know what else they can't do? 360 windmill jams. You know what else they can't do? Jump above the rim and Sinjin Smith block a shot straight down into your head. You know what else they can't do? Go from the paint to the three-point corner and destroy somebody's shot attempt on a three-pointer. And I'm not saying you're doing it. I'm just trying to.
You're making me feel very uncomfortable.
No, it's not just you. I don't know where this has come from. Because it wasn't just you. It was throughout the season at Duke. Throughout the college basketball season. Throughout the weeks leading to the NBA draft. Well, he's got to learn to shoot the three. Why? Why does he have to learn to shoot the three? He has a set of skills and does things that nobody else in the NBA can probably do as good or better. Do you have some athletes that can do those things? Sure. But I'm saying before he steps onto the court, he has the ability to do things that some that are currently making a living in the NBA cannot do. Like, would you look at and would you tell a three-point shooter to get down on the block and start learning a low post game? Would you? Would you tell a ball handler, stop attacking and penetrating, walk it up the court, and get rid of the basketball when you got to the three-point arc so other people can touch it? Would you do that? You wouldn't, right? You're not going to tell a guy like Drew Brees, just go ahead and hand it off. We'll throw 12 to 15 times a game. You understand what I'm getting at? Let the guy improve. He can improve aspects of his game. But I've never understood why certain people want to change what he is. And what he is a player at his size and weight that has tremendous athleticism, speed, agility, strength, the works. I don't understand why you want to grab a guy that can do all those things and make him a three-point shooter. Did we forget the six previous seasons here? Nothing annoyed Pelicans fans more than Anthony Davis and Boogie Cousins jack up threes when they had a five-point lead late in the game and it went brick. Nothing annoyed me more as I yelled at the TV or yelled at attendance, please do a pick and roll or drive the lane in the basket, get fouled, stop their run, go to the free throw line, get your point. Nothing annoyed me more than watching a guy that should dominate the paint, should be able to score at will under the basket, focus and take shots that gave you empty possessions. What are you shaking your head for? What?
Ruffles Twitter just tweeted out, Sneaker Stash is live.
There it is.
Check
Sneaker
out
Stash.
All 42 pairs of sneakers and the custom Ruffles Ridge tops that you could win at RufflesSneakersStash.com.
Again, this is what happens. People can't tweet things like that when you're in New Orleans. You didn't know that?
Can't. On other news.
Uh-huh.
So a 15-year-old, Coco Gauff, just defeated Venus Williams.
Wow.
At Wimbledon. You want to know how old she is? 15.
What have you done? How old
exactly.
are you? Exactly. Exactly.
She's 5 years younger than me.
Yeah. How old are we? 20?
I'm 20.
20.
I just do the math, Gus. Five minus 20.
No, I'm just saying. Have you accomplished anything like this so far?
No, I have not.
It's pretty sad when the highlight is you sitting next to me. Just saying. So far in your life. Good thing about it, you got several years to go. Several years to go. At ESPN Radio, 0800-998-1003. Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas. We normally talk to him on Fridays, occasionally on Mondays when big things happen. Now that free agency started, we'll ask him how odds have changed and what is he hearing out in the desert to where Kawhi may go. Sports Hangover, your new home for Pelicans basketball is ESPN New Orleans.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same day appointments are available on weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents. escape plan, The Extractors.
What goes around comes around, right, Breslin?
Ray!
Abby!
I'm sorry about Abby.
Where do you think this place is?
Devil's Station. Bad place, Ray. With a way in.
Deploying drone now.
We got visitors!
Starring Sylvester Stallone, Dave Bautista, and Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
I'm done with prisons.
Escape Plan, The Extractors. Watch it on Blu-ray, digital, and on demand July 2nd. Rated R.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state-licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving, and foundations to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
If you've been in an auto accident, even if you weren't injured, you've probably been contacted by someone urging you to go to a certain medical facility or a certain attorney to seek money from an insurance company. Auto insurance companies pay billions of dollars in medical claims each year, and they are a target for fraudsters who shop for accident victims who may or may not need treatment. They want your insurance information so they can bill for unnecessary visits and treatments that you may never receive. All of this adds up to higher insurance premiums for all of us. Insurance fraud is something you don't want to be involved in. There are ways you can protect yourself. If you're involved in an accident, talk to your insurance company first. Don't provide your insurance or personal information to someone that solicits you or tries to refer you. If you are injured, only deal with legitimate medical professionals and facilities. If you suspect medical fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
To me, it's the worst day in the history of the New York Knicks. It doesn't get much worse than this when you consider the fact that you not only lose out on KD, but you also do so to the Brooklyn Nets. So Sean Marks, Kenny Atkinson, the Yermak brothers, Nets, Brett Yermak, Michael Yermak, Live Nation, Rock Nation, all of that stuff. In a span of 5 years, they pulled off something we've been waiting for the Knicks to do for decades. And there doesn't seem to be any hope in sight. I don't even know what to say no more. I really don't.
Poor Screaming A. Rafael Esparza at VSI Doc Sports, the way to follow over on Twitter. And joins us to talk about the newest odds and such. How do you think Knicks fans are handling today? The fact that the team put out a release, a statement, apologizing and saying they understand. People are upset. Have you ever seen an organization put out a release after free agency starts saying sorry?
Yeah, I mean, it is the release one. They released two releases yesterday. I mean, that just blows my mind. But I can understand why they do it, why they did it, just because of the Knicks fans. It's a bad. I feel bad. Not only did the Knicks strike out, but I forgot to say this to you, you guys. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day too.
Bobby Bonilla Day. Another mil and a half going his way. What is it? 2032. He's going to continue to get it.
Yep.
That's incredible.
No, it's 2035.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was off a couple of years. It's incredible. Yeah. Instead of taking $5 million lump sum, he said, I'd rather the interest.
I think he has 19.4 mil left.
That's incredible. Rafael, have you ever made deals like that?
No, just I guess just my wedding. I mean, it's the same deal. I mean, that is. But I don't get $1.1 million every year. I just get more chores and punishment.
That's how it works, Rafael. That's how it works. It is a lifetime commitment. So you take a look at the moves yesterday. Were you surprised at all that Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant made their way over to Brooklyn along with DeAndre Jordan?
No, I mean, when I was reading the story is that I didn't know the guy that operated on KD not once but twice is from Brooklyn. It's 2 miles away from where the Brooklyn Nets facility is. I mean, that's where he went straight from the surgery was New York. After all that kind of, then it made sense that this guy, he knows this guy. He knows the training facility up in Brooklyn. He knows the whole medical staff. When I read all that, that did not shock me. I mean, I don't see why everyone's making a big deal about DeAndre Jordan. Maybe 5 years ago, that would have been a bigger deal for DeAndre Jordan. I'm not giving the Nets anything, giving them no championship in the next couple of years. Because they just have to go through the Bucks. I thought the 76ers had a heck of a last couple of deals. So I'm not just handing the ship to Brooklyn just because what's KD going to be like coming back?
Mm-hmm. No, I know. I hear you. And I guess that's where the reports are, that the Knicks were not willing to offer the max for Kevin Durant because of that sort of injury. And, you know, I guess if you're the Knicks, you kind of have to take that risk and chance. But, man, I guess maybe there was something to all of those pictures and videos of KD and Kyrie talking in the tunnel the All-Star weekend, huh?
Yeah, maybe that's when they were planning it. But, like I said, nothing really – I think the only thing that really shocked me yesterday was Jimmy Butler going to Miami.
Yeah.
Before, for the Western Conference, that just got tough again today. Now with Whiteside going to Portland with the Blazers acquiring him. I mean, that Western Conference, that I was texting back and forth with you over the weekend, especially yesterday, the Utah Jazz, no one's talking about them. They've had a phenomenal last couple of days, and now throwing Portland getting Whiteside with another big guy in the middle.
One of the things that I find interesting, Rafael, speaking of Rafael Esparza, we call him Mr. Vegas. When you take a look at these odds and everything, how big a sway would it be? I mean, I know this is sort of a stupid question in and of itself. If Kawhi goes to the Lakers and Kawhi doesn't go to the Lakers, is a Grand Canyon size difference of odds? I mean, say it's just AD and LeBron and whoever, but if you put Kawhi to those three, What's the size difference or in terms of odds?
Right now they're anywhere between +250, +260, the Lakers to win it all. If Kawhi decides to go there, they're easily -120, something around there, because they have three of the top guys. When they're healthy, probably the top three guys at their position, and that's not even talking about Kawhi and his defensive skills. And if AD can stay healthy and if LeBron can stay healthy, that's a mighty powerful 1-2-3 punch. Now, do I think they all can stay healthy? That's probably the biggest if. I think if Kawhi Leonard does not sign today with the Raptors on Canada Day, boy, the Clippers and Lakers look really good tomorrow.
So where do you think he winds up eventually going?
I still think it's either Clippers, and I still think it's either going back to Toronto. I know he wants to talk to Magic Johnson. I think what I'm hearing is, and what I saw all day yesterday, I think he really wants to ask Magic, what's going on in the back of the offices? Not what's going on the court. Am I going to be happy here? Is there going to be backstabbing? Is there going to be bad emails about me if I don't want to play because I'm hurt or something? I think that's where he really wants to know what's going on in the back office, not what's going on on the basketball court. And who else are going to get to build around these three teams? Because someone's going to have to over the load. Because you know Kawhi's going to take some days off. You know LeBron's going to take some days off. You know Anthony Davis will be hurt for a while. He'll probably miss a couple of games. Who's gonna take that toll? Is it Kuzma? I would want to say, who else are you going to build around us, three or four guys?
All right, I got you. Hey, Pelicans, the moves that they made, Brian Windhorst yesterday says, you know what, Pelicans could be a playoff team. Wojnarowski, the day after the draft, said he thinks they're a playoff team in the West. We and I had that conversation. You said, no way. Look for the Jazz to be one of the top teams. And you just referenced some of the moves they made as well. When you see Favors, Redick being added to this roster, you still think this team can make a run at an A spot?
I think they can make a run at an A spot. But like I said, just keep an eye on the Mavericks. Keep an eye on the Jazz, the lower teams. You know, we all know OKC is going to be there. We all know Denver, Clippers, Houston, Golden State Lakers. I like if the Golden State steals DeAngelo, that's a huge move for them, because that plugs him where KD or where all the injuries they had going. I mean, that's a nice plug. That's why I think the Lakers, if they don't get quiet, boy, are they going to totally strike out, because they're going to miss out on Russell. They're going to miss out on a lot of free agents that they thought they might be able to get. But now they're sitting around waiting around. But I do believe that the Pelicans can get that eighth spot, but there's a lot of teams in the West who are going to be fighting for that seventh and eighth spot.
All right, man, you sent it to me a little bit earlier. Give me some of these odds, man. Just, again, not even 24 hours of free agency in the books. How are some things moving here?
Well, since I sent you that text, I said the Pelicans were 50-1. Now they're 40-1. So
moving on up, Rafael.
So money is coming in, but I also texted that the 76ers were 10-1, and right now they're 8-1. Right now the Portland Blazers were 30-1. Now they're 25-1. So the moves they're making, people are betting on these type of moves. But like I said, I think the Western Conference is stacked. But I do have your Pelicans who win the NBA Summer League fresh off the, not even posted yet. They post it in the next 15 minutes, 18-1 to win the NBA Las Vegas Summer League.
I'm waiting for I keep refreshing, and I have my inside connections in there. Obviously, you're home in the Pelicans. I'm like, when's the roster? I want me some Summer League roster. You're heading out there. I know you're
I think we might
We might have invited ourselves.
Yeah, I think we're going to go sleep at his house.
Yeah, you know, we said that, but it's interesting. We were talking with Rafael, and apparently he either lives in like a studio or a closet, because I never heard anything about how many rooms he's got.
Yeah.
Hey, you can have the couch. Hey, I got a spare room.
If he's going to make scrambled eggs for us in the morning.
It didn't sound very inviting, Rafael. That's what I was saying, you know?
I'm actually staying at my house one day, and I'm going to be on the strip the other 2 days, just because it's just, I don't feel like driving home after a late night.
We can come with you. We'll join you. We'll follow you wherever.
There we go.
You guys, someone can sleep on the floor, but I got the king bed at MGM Grand. So,
if you have a king bed, I'm sure we could fit.
Okay, here we go. Don't you have like school or something?
It's still
okay.
Do I have school next week?
I don't know.
No.
Trying to make it a one man trip. Rafael, when you take a look at obviously that everything that took place, are you following soccer? Gold Cup, U.S. they got a win against Curacao yesterday. I don't know how to really feel about it when you looked at it. That Mexico Costa Rica game was insane when you watched that, huh?
Yeah, I was rooting for Costa Rica. I mean, just because, I can make fun of my mom if Mexico lost. But I was really rooting for Costa Rica because, I mean, I thought USA was going to play a lot better last night against Curacao. Boy, was I totally wrong. I thought easily it could have been 1-1 going into extra time and penalty kicks. But they scribed. If they play like that, I don't care. Jamaica could beat them. Mexico will beat them. Haiti will beat them. If they play like they did last night against Curacao, they ain't winning the Gold Cup.
Wow. And as for the ladies, Spygate apparently going on over there. We're going to talk a little bit more about this with Kenny Farrell next hour. But apparently the English team saw two representatives of the U.S. team walking around and wandering in the team hotel. It turned out, per Coach Ellis of the U.S., they were just there scouting ahead, because if they win the semifinal game, same city, same stadium, same venue, the U.S. would then be staying in that hotel. So they were advanced scouting. But, of course, the Brits made it look like they were cheating. I don't know how, by being in the team hotel. Who you got tomorrow? USA, England, the World Cup semifinal.
I got USA, but boy, if you're the ladies of the red, white, and blue, you do not want to face the Netherlands. I mean, boy, they've been playing really, really good soccer. I would love to see USA-Netherlands matchup, but I think the USA beats England, and I think it is going to be a USA-Netherlands championship game.
Well, there he is, Rafael at VSI Doc Sports. Thanks, as always, for your time. We'll talk again on Friday, sir.
Yeah, Friday. I'll be out in Vegas on Friday, Lee. But tomorrow, and I'll be probably either talking to you at the MGM Sportsbook or in my room. One of the two. I haven't decided.
Oh, it's kind of one and the same a lot of times, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
Exactly. Thank you, Rafael. Appreciate the time.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great week.
There he is. At VSI Doc Sports.
I'm disappointed, though.
Why? You can't get in anywhere.
That doesn't matter.
No, it actually does.
I can get in.
How old are you?
20.
Yeah. Most casinos won't let you in.
I think it's 18.
So what, are you just going to hang? No, it's not. It's 21.
Pretty sure it's 18.
I'm pretty positive it's 21.
No.
I mean, it'd be awfully, I mean, I guess you could go to the games. And then there's, I'm sure, like fast food joints and stuff that you can go eat. Next summer we'll go.
No.
Next summer.
This summer.
Next summer we'll go.
This summer.
We can't go. It's Friday.
I don't care. Raphael could fly us on over.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to have him fly us there, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Or Jason Giles, the King Card.
Okay, yeah. All of us can just do it, huh? Let's go up there. 800-998-1003. You excited? Summer League game this Friday. You can catch it right here on ESPN New Orleans, where you're home for Pelicans basketball. Super pumped about that. Waiting for the rosters to officially be released. And we can talk a little bit about that here as well. Phone lines, rest it away for at least another 30 minutes or so before Ali Kassel joins us. As the Bird writes, give us a take. I want to hear from you. What do you think of the three signings from the Pels? And what would you do? I know I'm waiting for Travis. I haven't heard from Travis. Maybe he's helping negotiate Kawhi to the Lakers.
What about it?
800-998-1003, CSB in New Orleans.
Celebrate Major League Baseball All-Star Week with NetSpend. Show support for your team every time you pay with a NetSpend prepaid MasterCard featuring your team's design. NetSpend is the official prepaid card of Major League Baseball. Order now at NetSpend.com and put America's pastime in your wallet. Subject to card activation and ID verification. Card is issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. NetSpend is a registered copyright. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the Sporting Life, Jeremy speaks with some of his favorite guests.
The film was pretty good, but it didn't rise up to the best docs. It didn't make me cry. You took the short route on a lot of the production.
Whenever boxing has an opportunity to shoot itself in the foot in terms of regaining its resonance with your average sports fan, it invariably shoots itself in the foot. And this is a real opportunity.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Hello, I'm Mark Riccobono, president of the National Federation of the Blind. We know that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day, we raise expectations of and for blind people. Low expectations hold people back, but blindness does not have to. I'm a blind husband, father, and baseball fan living in Baltimore, Maryland. Being part of the National Federation of the Blind has helped me live the life I want. If you or a loved one is dealing with blindness, the National Federation of the Blind can help. Over the last 7 decades, we have helped tens of thousands of people live successfully with vision loss, and we can help you too. Visit nfb.org to find the resources and support you need to live the life you want.
Hi, Buster Olney here, and my friends at Marathon are really helping you save, because right now you can get 5 cents off every gallon every day with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. And all of the phone lines are open. Eric, you're in the on-deck circle. Corey, you're up first out of the break. Thanks for calling your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. What you got, man?
Hey, how you doing, Gus? Congratulations on your new station for the Pels.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
I never thought I'd say this, Gus. Can we just simulate the regular the football season and get the Pels season started?
Oh.
I mean, it's crazy. And get it straight to the championship. I never thought I'd say this. I'm just excited about the buzz that the Pels, the moves the Pels did. I'm excited about the players that they're bringing in. I'm just excited. Overall, just excited. And I'm looking forward to this season, though. I mean, I'm looking forward. And my question is, Gus, who else can the Pels go after with the limited amount of cap space that they have?
Tell you what's interesting is, and that's why I was talking about when you look at the roster that they have, right? So at point guard, you got Ball, Frank Jackson, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, and shooting guard, what, Jrue Holiday, Etuan Moore, Josh Hart. At forward, it's Redick, Ingram, and Kendrick Williams. Zion, excuse me, Melly, Christian Wood, and then at center it's Favors, Okafor, Hayes. So you're gonna have to get rid of some people here. I'm not saying that, you know, you couldn't make some space and room, but I'm honestly looking at it like this. Unless somebody really stands out to you out there that you think you can sort of do, I think the team that's going to be pushing for a second round or conference title game, it's not even in existence right now, right? I think you kind of want to see what out of this young nucleus. And what I mean by that, I am referring to Ingram and Hart and Ball, and then you throw in Zion and Hayes and Wood and Williams and even Melly. How much of these young guys do you keep over the next 2-3 years? I mean, you're going to have to make a decision on Ingram coming up in the near future. You know, you're obviously didn't decide to go for Peyton. You say, look, we're going to trust and see what's up with Frank Jackson. So I think this season is let's go out and play. Let's see what we can come up with and where we need to go from it. I don't know if they're going to make any other additional big splash moves or anything of that nature. I think if they do, you'll see something along the lines of what maybe a guy or two from the Summer League roster, maybe a Euro player or something to kind of complement that. But I kind of think this is sort of at least 2/3 of what you're going to see, at least going in the training camp.
That's interesting because I thought they were probably, I don't know, that equine move, I mean, he's interesting to me. I mean, I heard, I think I read another face, that he getting $9 million. I don't know if that's fully guaranteed or not. And to me, I think they set up at the 1 and 2 position. I think you flip him and try to get another vet.
Yep. All the guys that we talked to so far today, they could see them going and doing that, getting another veteran as where he tried. Moore technically is a veteran. It's whether or not you think you get more shooting, perhaps, out of that, and maybe some veteran presence out there. I could see a trade for Etuan Moore or something like that. I don't know. We'll see.
Because how much true it is that David Wesley not going to be calling the games no more with Joe Maja? You heard anything about that?
That is true. That came out and became official last week. We're actually going to try to get Antonio Daniels tomorrow. Antonio Daniels is replacing David Wesley. And if you've watched Fox Sports New Orleans on TV, he's part of, you know, Aaron and the crew and Nancy and does the game recaps. Super excited to see what he can do. Lots of high energy, man, and he knows the league. And he will tell you how it is, dude. I don't know if you remember some of those games where the Pels played like hot garbage. He went out there and said they played like hot garbage. So he'll be with Joe Myers.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, because he always come with his A-game. So thank you for taking my call, Gus.
For sure, man. Thank you so much. Eric, got about a minute and a half, man. What you got, Eric?
Yeah, God bless you. Favors, what do you see that he can contribute to Jahlil Okafor's game?
I think what Favors is going to bring not only to Okafor, but also with Hayes, work ethic, how he goes about his game, a guy that can do lots such as pick and rolls, rebounding, positioning, footwork in and out the box in the paint. So that's something that you're starting to see a lot from Okafor, too. There's one thing that, again, Griffin told us last week, and you're seeing with the acquisitions here. It's about defense. And when you look at how this team is going to be able to put a starting lineup right now that you can envision that's going to defend, I think that's something that Jahlil can sort of work at. And, again, this is a guy that's played 10 seasons. So tricks of the trade, how to, you know, be able to position yourself to get some easy putbacks, man. You can get a lot of points just by positioning and getting offensive rebounds and boards.
Right, right. Okay, so I'm glad to hear that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much, Eric. I'm excited about that. And, again, that's one of the things that I keep referring to as being able to bring some veterans in to help out. It's not just Zion, but, man, if you're Hayes, getting a guy like Favors in there and even Okafor, your guy, Jordan, to be able to see what they can do. But it's Ingram and Hart and Ball as well. I think this is an opportunity for them to kind of grow and get better and learn. So, hour 3 coming up next. Sally Cassell is going to join us. As the Bird Rice give us his take as well. Phone lines open next segment here as well. We'll kind of recap a little bit, take a look at some other things, some news out of LSU. Forget Matt Moscone after further reviews coming up top of the hour on ESPN New Orleans. And I know that it's true that all our things